Welcome to PodTech.net. I'm Matt Kelly. I'm joined today by Dean Haglund. For those of you who are fans of The X-Files, you may remember him as Langley, the computer hacker. He played the character for 8 seasons, 35 episodes from 1994 to 2002. And in addition to that, he's also an inventor and an entrepreneur. Dean, welcome to the podcast.
Thanks for having me, Matt. I played Langley. We were one of the lone gunmen, the computer hackers. The Mulder and Scully came to all the time. I had the long blonde hair and glasses, so I looked like Garth from Wayne's World. Thank you, everyone.
You really did, too.
I know.
I saw that photo. I was just like, oh, my God, you could be on that show.
And as a side note, I was actually doing stand-up in Toronto, and Mike Myers was at Second City in Toronto. And we never met, but I was at a lot of the same clubs that he was probably at. And then, lo and behold, Saturday Night Live, he actually purchased Garth and Wayne from Toronto Second City. Because they did that as a live sketch show. Now, the long blonde hair, I don't know what I... You know, that's where it is.
Right? Not saying anything.
That's what I'm not saying. I was on that for on The X-Files for 9 years. And then around season 8, they gave us our own spinoff called The Lone Gunman.
No kidding. I didn't know that.
Yeah, yeah, season 8. Oh, yeah, we had our own spinoff that lasted an entire one season.
Wow.
A mid-season replacement. And then we were abruptly canceled, much to the surprise of Chris Carter and all the writers who were on it. And part of the little side note to that was that's now renowned amongst the conspiracy circles, because in the pilot episode, we stopped the plane from flying into the World Trade Center 8 months before it actually happened.
That's creepy.
It was very, very disturbing. And as the writers wrote it in the script and as we said it on television, the reason this was happening was that the government was flying this plane into the World Trade Center to start an international war on terror, now that the Cold War was over. This was in the script. And then we, as computer hackers, have to get control back for the pilots to pull up at the last minute and fly above the World Trade Center. That's what happens in the series. I actually hadn't put it together until the writers called me in the afternoon saying, "Are you watching this?" And once that came together, it freaked all of us out. And now The Lone Gunman's available on DVD. That pilot episode is in there. And all the writers in the commentary, you can listen to them talk about it.
Interesting that in your role in The X-Files, as well as The Lone Gunman, you were a computer hacker, mm-hmm. and you've gone on to open a business called Geek Chic, and talk about that for a second. Did you draw on any of that, in a sense, to open your business?
Kind of. I mean, we had really great consultants, and when we were actually working the computers, when we were actually hacking, supposedly, they were running programs called Director 7 and stuff like that, so they gave us keys to hit, but I would hang around more with those tech guys than I did with the other actors, really, and, you know, get the free software and all that kind of thing through Fox. So I was up on my computer skills all through the show, and sort of knew how to do some tricks on the old laptops, as it were. Not that I could hack in. I still paid my taxes and everything. I like to point that out. But then from that, you know, Intel and Mac and everybody would sponsor The Lone Gunman and give us all this sort of equipment, and we would get tours of Intel and see all the advanced equipment and all that kind of stuff. So, and just recently I got to tour Philips over in Eindhoven in the Netherlands and saw their advanced three-dimensional television that's coming out, lenticular lens with a liquid crystal lenticular for focusing things on a 60-foot, there was a, not a 60-foot, it was a 60-inch plasma screen in three dimensions. And then there was another three-dimensional Palm Pilot that was in two dimension, and then the picture was three dimension, and it could shift. It could shift that, you know, it'd be two-thirds, one-third text picture, three-dimensional picture, two-dimensional.
Incredible.
It was nuts. And
Intel is a big sponsor of PodTech.net.
Oh, it is?
So we give a shout out to Intel.
Love Intel. So
we do too.
Let's see, what do I still have from their toys that they gave us? In fact, they said they were going to send me stuff.
So you really are a geek.
yes. I guess I always was a geek. I sort of tried to be... I was brushing that label off, but now that it's become really cool to be
a geek... It's become chic.
It's become chic. Geek chic, exactly. So, yeah, I always had... kind of a brain. You know, my minor at theater, when I majored in theater, my minor was physics and exothermodynamics. So, you know, that's a little nerdy, I suppose.
And had you ever thought about maybe pursuing that if the acting career never took off?
I never did, actually. I thought I just took those as electives because those were the easy courses. You know, a couple physics courses here or there. Those are always fun.
Yeah, physics. That's real easy.
Well, you know, second freshman year, sophomore physics is kind of easy. It's when you start doing your master's in, you know, computational analysis of sound sine waves, then you're in a whole nother ball of wax. But for exothermodynamics, that's real simple phase change stuff. And then I took it and thought, oh, I'll never have to use it again.
Mm. Well, you actually have used it again. You, in addition to being an entrepreneur, are an inventor and have come up with a rather novel invention, excited to talk about. It's called Chilpak.
Chilpak. Chilpak is a very innovative laptop cooling system. It's basically a pad that has a condensation-proof sleeve on it, goes in the freezer, goes under the laptop, draws the heat away, speeds up the computer, stops the hard drive from warping. It gets actually so cool that the keys are cool to the touch on the laptop. It sort of draws the heat away from the processor so much so that it chills the entire unit.
And on the bottom of it, there's some sort of pad that you can actually on your lap without fear of, freezing your lap.
Exactly.
Whereas, you know, without it, you have fear of, you know, burning your lap with the latest computers.
Absolutely. It's the insulated on the bottom is also to stop. There's certain radioactive waves that come out of the hard drive on some computers that are apparently damaging to your health. So the coroplast that's under there is actually designed to also absorb minor levels of radiation.
I understand too that you've actually won quite a prestigious award for the creation and the invention of this product.
I went to the International Inventors Expo in Geneva, Switzerland last year, where I got a silver medal in my category, and that was quite an honor. I was quite taken aback, actually, because there was inventions from all over the world, Malaysia and China and Japan. The guy who won gold had a flexible drive shaft, which was very innovative, but the Chilpak held its own. So.
And did you get venture capital funding for this, or are you doing this on your own?
Right now I'm doing it on my own. This is my savings from the X-Files, but now I have two or three capitalists. In fact, by being in Geneva, Switzerland, there were many offers because it's all a banking community over there. So. Now there's two or three banks that are sort of lining up worldwide financing as we go global with the Chilpak.
I think this is a great idea. I have a laptop, and I actually need to back up. I have a notebook. They don't call them laptops anymore.
Well, that's our phrase. Chilpak, make your notebook a laptop again.
Yeah, and it's the one that I have is a MacBook Pro, and it just gets so hot that I sometimes think maybe I have first-degree burns on my lap, and it's...
How do I put this so delightfully? There's actually three people suing Apple right now for the laptop actually burning the tip of their members because I don't know how they were using their laptop or why they were naked with the laptop, but there's three lawsuits right now in court for that very reason, that the laptop burnt their flesh.
I think the promise of it is really great. And I think Apple saw the promise of this as well, but you have a story to tell that I think our listeners and our community would be interested to hear about.
Well, I was when I was on the X-Files, we were invited up to San Jose for the launch of OS X, X-Files. It was a perfect launch. So the gunmen went, everybody knew us. There was a big party in that giant hangar you see off the 101, whatever that Marine base hangar is. So we get all drunk with the engineers, and they just start telling me all the problems with not only the G4 titanium that they gave us as a gift, but all the future things that were going to happen that were on the drawing boards, and saying that, you know, market demands that we make these things thinner and faster, and we're sacrificing everything to make them so light that they're just going to get so hot there will be nothing we can do, and that the battery manufacturers are demanding longer battery times, so they're going to be cramming more and more lithium gel, stuff like that, and that's going to get incredibly hot, and they foresaw a day when they'll be bursting into flames like they do now. And so, sure enough, I got my G4 titanium. I took it home. I'm watching a movie, and about an hour into the movie, it just stops playing. The movie, you know, the screen locks up. And at the same time, I had a knee injury, and I had one of those blue gel bags on my knee. And I moved the laptop from my desk to my knee to do something else, and suddenly the movie starts up again. And then, of course, it all clicks back from my university days. Exothermodynamics, of course, the heat was transferring from the computer into the gel, and it was drawing the heat away. And it was doing it much more effective than a fan ever could. The silly thing about fans is it's only if the ambient air is cooler than the air around the processor will it cool it. But if you, you know, if you injure yourself, if you sprain your wrist, what would you rather do? Hold it in front of a fan or put compressed cold pack directly onto the injury?
Now, as I understand it though too, you are actually working quite closely with Apple to bring this chill pack to the masses,
yeah.
But then something happened.
Well, I was working with the engineers. We were working towards a solution that chill pack would be in with the laptops. And then suddenly marketing and upper level bean counters all get in and kibosh the whole thing and sort of say, we're not gonna do a thing to help you. Because by endorsing the chill pack, that would be admitting to the liability that the laptops run hot.
And I think it's rather interesting because you actually hit on something that has been in the news quite a lot lately, and
yeah,
that is these notebook computers have been bursting into flames.
Bursting into flames. Because they're chasing this, you know, this demand for speed and lightness and long battery life and all that sort of thing. That to do that, they sacrifice basic engineering principles of heat dispersal and that sort of thing. And if they don't actually admit to that, and if they don't say that heat slows down your processor, will warp your hard drive, any of these things, if they never bother mentioning that, if you never see that in any press, if you never hear that about in a podcast, then everyone assumes it doesn't happen.
Do you think Sony has gotten the short end of the stick, that they're blaming the battery manufacturer? Because I'm sure that they've taken quite a hit here as being the fall guy,
yeah,
for these computers bursting into flames.
You know, if you just had that battery, you know, pumping out all that electricity, all that energy, it would get hot, but the bursting of the flame, I think it's in conjunction with a really hot processor, and that the heat from the processor going to the battery and the battery to the processor, there's really nowhere for that heat to go. And the joy of the chill pack is that that's a place for the heat to go. It can actually go into the gel, it can dissipate naturally, and even after it lasts for about 4 hours staying cool, even after it's room temperature, the heat will continue to draw into that chill pack away from the computer, avoiding any sort of, you know, build up to the point where it gets to a flash point and burst into flames.
And since the development of the chill pack and its release to the masses, has any computer manufacturer contacted you to express interest in this product?
A lot of resellers and distributors have contacted me, and we're getting that worldwide down. That whole action down, but in terms of the manufacturing, everybody is very wary because of the lawsuits that are coming out, that as soon as you use what they call an OEM, where another product is included with the product that they're giving out, as soon as you have the chill pack as an OEM, you're admitting culpability to an issue where people's, you know, living rooms have started on fire.
And yet, you know, the issue exists, so it's like, well, if we just ignore it long enough and don't draw attention to it, maybe people won't... And yet here's a solution.
Here's a solution right here, I know, and everyone's... But again, I think it has to do with there's not a problem to have a solution for, right? So if we admit no problem, then we don't have to acknowledge a solution. So it's a very tricky conundrum, but I see that changing every day. I mean, Belkin has the thing with the fans, a laptop pad that has fans in it. But even we were doing side-by-side tests in the lab between the chill pack and that thing, and when we went for lunch, one of the fan motors failed, and the whole laptop melted and fused it to the plastic of the what's called the cooling pad or something like that. And it wrecked one of our computers. really pissed off one of the lab technicians, I'll tell you.
That's pretty incredible.
Yeah.
And you're getting quite a number of testimonials about the efficacy of this product, isn't
it? Absolutely. Yeah, we're giving them out, or selling them to a lot of gamers are out there. One woman, she was really heavy into Sims. I think she was even a network admin to a whole Sims community. And she had to turn the details down to zero on her laptop and run a desktop, had to daisy chain to a desktop so that she could just play the game and have some semblance of seeing the images and stuff like that. She told me she bought a chill pack, put it under the laptop, and she could unplug her desktop and turn the levels up to 10 and be a network administrator playing a Sims with a community of hundreds or thousands and not have the computer lock up, overheat, or do any of those things.
Wrap it up for me. Talk to me about the problem that's out there, mm-hmm. the opportunity that this represents, what is keeping the computer manufacturers from recognizing it, and what do you think is going to happen?
Well, I think that the computer industry, in terms of laptops, are continually going to get faster and lighter and just chase that market. And as they do, people will realize that that heat is warping the hard drive, slowing down the processor, not meeting those benchmarks, and that the heat itself is going to become quite noticeable, quite uncomfortable, and that the solution, the chill pack, will eventually override, you know, through podcasts like this, any sort of denial of solution or problem by the computer manufacturers themselves. And so I can only hope, I'll be here waiting for the day that that tide flips, and go to chillpack.com, P-A-K, and you can get yours. It'll be in stores everywhere, hopefully, by the time we hear this.
Dean Haglund, actor, inventor, entrepreneur, a pleasure having you on the podcast.
It's great being here.
I'm Matt Kelly for podtech.net.